Hi there, I'm Isolde Raftery, online editor at KUOW. A year ago on our website, we published photos from the 1940s and 50s of Black people in Seattle just living their lives. The photographer was Al Smith, and boxes of his photos had been donated to MOHAI. But there was a problem. Those people in the photos, we didn't know who they were. We asked you to help us identify the people in the photos, and we got 45 responses. But there was one photo I really wanted to know about. It shows a young woman in an itsy-bitsy swimsuit waving from the back of a Cadillac. She looks radiant. And I finally got my answer about who she was last month.
I was invited to be in the Seafair Parade as the first Black queen.
That's Jessie Grimes McCorder. She grew up in Seattle's Central District, and she attended Garfield High School.
I was one of these that if there wasn't a Black kid in something, get in it. That was the way I felt, you know, because we heard about how things were in the South, in some parts of the East. There were the segregation. Well, we didn't have much segregation in Seattle.
When McCorder was 17, her sister signed her up for a pageant. It was being put on by the Royal Esquires, a drinking club for Black men in Seattle.
They made you kind of prance around with one of the members being so short. I had a hard time keeping up with him, you know.
She won. She credits the swimsuit.
My sister picked it out for me. It was very, very revealing. Let's put it that way.
Winnie meant McCorder got to be in the Seafair Parade. She was invited to sit on the back of a white Cadillac and wave at the crowd.
The Black society in Seattle was very, very happy, I guess, to see me in the parade because they really turned out.
Today, McCorder lives in Covington, about an hour from Seattle.
I had a good life. At 84, I think I look pretty good. Everybody says, oh, that was you that's in that picture. I said, yes, and I'm still here, only there's two of me.
In Covington, I'm Isolde Raftery, KUOW News.